This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In this Jod Bank, I have been joined by Fotini Liku, who has recently been a co-author in a paper released in the 12th of April edition of Nature. The paper is about the measurements of dust grains around AGB stars and their effects on stellar winds. So, to begin with, what is an AGB star?
Well, an AGB star is a star much older than our sun, usually a sun-type star of 1 to 8 solar masses, let's say, and it's currently dying, so which is why we say we have mass loss, basically. So it loses up to 80% of its original mass.
And so what does dust grains have to do with the mass loss, the ejection from these AGB stars?
Well, yes, but the general idea so far is that the mass loss is initiated by radiative pressure. So you have light transferring momentum, pushing the dust out either by absorption or by scattering, and as a consequence, the dust will later on push the gas out, the molecular and atomic, the molecular layers of the star out by collisions. So basically, it helps to drive a wind that guides all the material out.
So is this a sort of a much larger version of the stellar wind we'd get from the sun, for example?
Yes, well, I'm not sure what is the exact amount from the sun, but for the AGB stars, it can be 10 to the minus 6 up to 10 to the minus 4 solar masses per year, which is pretty huge, basically.
That's quite a lot of material, yeah, definitely. So the paper in Nature is actually about the detection of these dust grains around the stars. So how exactly did you do that? What did you do to detect the dust grains?
Well, what we wanted to do, and this is a project led by Barnaby Norris in the University of Sydney, was to look at the dust near the surface of the star. So we had to employ a technique called interferometry, where basically you're allowed to look at very small stars. Well, it gives you a better resolution, and you're allowed to look at the near the surface of the stars. And to look at the dust as well, the dust shells around the stars, we have to use polarimetry. Because, you know, light, which is scattered, it's polarized, so you need this technique. And this has been done in the near-infrared, because these cool giants, the three giants we looked at were W. Haia, R. Doradus, and R. Leo, are large oxygen-rich AGB stars. Oxygen-rich meaning that they have a larger abundance of oxygen compared to carbon, which is the other most abundant molecule in those stars. And we'll try to figure out the size and the composition of the dust grains in those shells.
And how large exactly are the dust particles that, or dust grains that are driving the gas out in the stellar winds?
Well, in this particular case, from the modeling that we have done, we found that the dust grains, which are, in this case, mainly composed of silicates, are about 600 nanometers in diameter, which are larger than the light that basically pushes them forward. And we also see that those silicate grains are iron-free. So a silicate grain will basically have magnesium, iron, silicon, and oxygen. Now, the grains that we used in the modeling do not have any iron at all. And that is because if you have iron in a grain near the stellar surface, the grain will melt as it absorbs light. Whereas if you don't have any iron, so iron-free silicates, the grain will mostly scatter the light. So in all cases for the three stars that we have, basically, we found that the grains are about 2 stellar radii away from the surface, which is pretty close, where if it was an iron-rich grain. It will be further out, so 5 to perhaps 10 stellar radii away. It wouldn't be able to survive near the stellar surface.
Yeah, so these dust grains technically are quite far out, though, in a way.
Yes, they are far out.
Yeah, they're nowhere near. They're sort of in the very external atmospheres of the stars in general.
Yes, there are, and they extend further out. Of course, the atmosphere as it's the layer extends further out from the actual surface of the star.
Okay, well, as a final question, so how much of the material in the interstellar medium is generated by the stellar winds as opposed to, say, supernovas?
Well, there's an argument in general scientific community about that, whether supernovae are the main contributors to the mass in the interstellar medium, or is it the AGB stars? But I would say that AGB stars are the main contributors and reach the ISM with heavier material, and by heavier I mean dust mainly, which can then, you know, be recycled to by younger stars and lead up to what we have now as a solar system.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And goodbye.